This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X.
Radio X at the movies with Cinema Aventure in Brussels. See what's showing this week at cinema-aventure.be.
This is Lee Middleton heading back into the cinemas once again as we welcome you to this week's edition of Radio X at the movies. Our film of the week takes us into the world of online gaming like never before. Emma Roberts plays an industrious high school senior in the new movie Nerve, and she's had it with living life on the sidelines, and when pressured by her friends to join the popular online game called Nerve, she decides to sign up for just one dare in what seems like some harmless fun. But as these things go, she finds herself caught up in the thrill of the adrenaline-fueled competition. The game begins to take a sinister turn with increasingly dangerous acts, leading her into a high-stakes finale that will determine her entire future.
Welcome to Nerve, a game like Truth or Dare, minus the truth. Watchers pay to watch, players play to win, cash and glory. Are you a watcher or a player? Are you a watcher or a player? Are you a watcher, player, watch, player?
It's cool, right?
This looks very sketchy. Is this legal?
Life is passing you by. You need to take a few risks every once in a while.
I do take risks.
Okay.
You're playing Nerve.
Do you accept your dare, V?
Kiss a stranger for 5 seconds?
Just kiss that guy.
Okay, bye.
Apparently, the Watchers want me to team up with you.
I don't think I'd make a very good partner.
Stay. Let's see what else happens.
Okay.
Is that me?
Do you know where I can find this dress? My wallet, my clothes, everything's gone.
No, my stuff is gone too.
Go,
come on. We don't have a choice.
Technically, it just says we have to leave the store.
Big fan.
Hold on, I'm just doing the Y in Daddy.
What?
He's kidding.
Dollar dollar bill, yo.
You know that some kid died in Seattle playing Nerve?
What happens if I bail?
You lose everything.
All of our money is missing.
Wait, Mom, what? Officer! Officer, I need help.
V, don't do this.
How do you know my name? What the hell is going on?
Watchers, they stole our identities. We became prisoners of the game.
V, we control your life.
The only way out is to win.
All right, remember, you're my eyes.
No way. Faster!
Players, show us your weapons.
The film also stars Dave Franco and Juliette Lewis. It's directed by Henry Joost and Ariel Schulman, the pair best known for their work on Paranormal Activity 3 and 4. Nerve is showing this week in Brussels at Kinopolis. Yet another Disney live-action remake hits the Belgian screens as well this week. Originally an animated musical feature in 1977, Pete's Dragon is brought to life once again thanks to director David Lowry, who co-wrote the retake together with Toby Halbrooks. Now, for anybody who has seen the original, then the story is largely familiar. For years, the old woodcarver, Mr. Meacham, played by Robert Redford in the new film, has delighted local children with his tales of a fierce dragon that resides deep in the woods. To his daughter, Grace, these stories, though, are little more than tall tales. That is, until she meets Pete, a mysterious 10-year-old boy with no family and no home, who claims to live in the woods with a giant green dragon named Elliot. And from Pete's descriptions, Elliot seems remarkably similar to the dragon from Mr. Meacham's stories.
Pete, is Elliot your imaginary friend?
What's imaginary?
Well, it's where you make someone up in your head so that you have someone to talk to. It keeps you from being lonely.
Are they funny?
Sure.
Do they fly?
I guess they can do whatever you want them to. That's what makes them imaginary.
Are you my imaginary friend too?
I'm real.
So is Elliot.
That's a dragon.
You don't have to run anymore, Pete. You can stay with us.
This thing is dangerous.
We don't want to leave you, but he'll come looking for you.
What's going to happen to Elliot?
You have no idea what this thing is capable of. Let's go hunting.
We're done!
You're very brave. Did you know that? You might be the bravest boy I've ever met.
Esther!
Attention all units. We're eastbound on Millhaven Road in pursuit of a
dragon! It's a dragon!
You can't say dragon over the radio.
Critics have once again given Disney the thumbs up with their latest live-action reworking of what is a cherished, if slightly cult, Disney classic. You can catch it this week at Cinema Stockel here in the city. The two films we spoke about last week on At The Movies dominate the Belgian box office this week. No real surprise that the latest offering from Tim Burton tops this week's charts, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. And it would seem that the new version of The Magnificent Seven is also getting a big Belgian thumbs up as that jumps in straight at number two. In at three this week, another new entry, Wada, a French language comedy starring Danny Boone, which mixes falling in love with the French economy. I might just have to go and check that one out, you know. For now, though, that's a wrap on this week's edition of Radio X at the Movies.
Radio X at the Movies with Cinema Aventure in Brussels. See what's showing this week at cinema-aventure.be.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW. Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.